Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, March 29th, 2024. The state legislative session is starting to wind down in Augusta, but at least as of Thursday, the Environment and Natural Resources Committee was still working on the controversial mining bill. That's also the committee that is charged with working on the governor's bill, LD 2226, that the administration put through when they discovered that a sand dune on Sears Island might pose an obstacle to their permitting process for the facility they want to build there for launching and staging offshore wind. The governor's bill was presented to the committee on a Thursday, discovered by the public on a Friday, and passed around, but the public hearing was already set for the following Monday, and many who wanted to could not attend. Among those who did attend, though, including environmental groups that are usually on the same side of the table, there was a division about whether wild, undeveloped Sears Island should be industrialized, at least in part. No one knows what would happen to the rest of the island, for a greater good of offshore wind because of the climate crisis, or if the island should be protected because not enough work has been done to explore Mack Point, the industrialized area adjacent to the island, which has also been suggested as an alternative. We'll keep you posted here on Around Town about that situation. And also, be sure to tune in this afternoon at 4 for a Maine Current special on this latest proposal to develop Sears Island. You'll hear a discussion between reps from the Natural Resources Council of Maine, Islesboro Islands Trust, the Labor Climate Council, and the Friends of Sears Island. And you might expect them to all agree, but these are some of the folks who ended up on different sides on this particular issue, and you'll hear how they came to their positions. That's today from 4 to 5 p.m. here on WERU-FM, and you can find archive programs on the subject at weru.org, including many that have been done in the last 2 years while the planning process for this particular project was underway. If you're making plans for the weekend, here are a few events that may be of interest starting tonight, because it is, after all, Friday. Tonight in Unity, WERU and the Ecology Learning Center are sponsoring a songwriters round at Clifford Art and Student Center, which is the space that was formerly known as the Unity Center for Performing Arts. That's happening tonight from 6:30 to 8:30. Seth Gallant, Roger Ramsey, Kate McCann, and WERU's own Sarah Trunzo will perform in the Nashville tradition of a songwriters round, in which groups of writers perform in a round robin style, sharing original songs and some of the stories behind them. You can find more information, read the performers' bios, and purchase tickets at weru.org. In Camden, the Mythic Heart Theater presents Spring Awake, Celebrate the Spring Equinox and Reawaken the Senses, a unique mythopoetic theater experience presented by performance artist Christy Williamson and visual artist Catherine Oliver in dance, drama, music, art, and film. That's happening tonight and tomorrow night, March 29th and 30th, at 6 p.m. at the Red Door Barn on John Street in Camden. More information at mythichearttheater.com. The theater is spelled with an R-E at the end, mythichearttheater.com. In Bangor, the 10 Bucks Theater Company presents The Book of Will. 3 years after his death, Shakespeare's friends and fellow members of the King's Men decide to honor the beloved playwright by publishing the first folio, ensuring that his words will live on through the ages. That opened last week, and the final performances are happening tonight and tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. They are located in the Bangor Mall and recommend using the entrance between where Sears used to be and Dick's Sporting Goods. For more information about the 10 Bucks Theater Company and the plays happening this weekend, you can go to 10buckstheater.org. They, too, spell it with an R-E at the end, 10buckstheater.org. There will be an event for kids at the Blue Hill Public Library tomorrow morning with hands-on learning about the upcoming solar eclipse. Kids can learn what a solar eclipse is, create miniature models of a solar eclipse using foam balls and wire, get ready for the big event with eclipse glasses to take home, and much more. That's 10 to noon tomorrow at the Blue Hill Public Library, bhpl.net. There's a lot more on the community calendar that I didn't have time to mention today, so be sure to go to the community calendar, weru.org, and just click on calendar. And Also, be sure to enter your own events there. Not only do I read from it periodically, but the people who are on air throughout the day will pick it up from time to time and read off some events. So weru.org, click on community calendar. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.